Welcome to Induction Vault, a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Blending punk, funk, rock, and hip-hop, the Red Hot Chili Peppers have left an indelible mark on music that can still be felt today. As Chris Rock hilariously describes them during their 2012 induction, they are the, quote, very ugly child of Brian Wilson and George Clinton, delivering melodic, personal lyrics with a flair for funk and flamboyancy. For Chris, seeing the band perform for the first time was a happy accident in what he thought was going to be a Grandmaster Flash concert, and he speaks on how he came to view them as the quintessential sound of California music, a magic blend of the Beach Boys sound with the spirit of Ice-T. Coming together to create music that is both happy and hardcore, reflecting the moments of joy after experiencing sadness and hardship. Each member of the band, past and present, thank each other as well as their family and friends who have stood by their side during tough times. For Flea in particular, to be inducted among his heroes is the greatest achievement and the most humbling experience.
Whoa! All right, now, hey, this is the last one of the night, so y'all just give a big hand to all the groups and everybody earlier in the night. Donovan, the Guns N' Roses, the Beasties. Everybody was amazing. First, the Beasties, I want to thank them for, inspiring a lot of great white rappers like Eminem and a lot of shitty white rappers, too numerous to mention right now. A lot of people are upset that Axl did not come tonight, but let's face it, even if he was coming tonight, he wouldn't have been here by now. Wouldn't have been here. Like, where the fuck is Axl? So, I'm presenting the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Why me? Because AC Green was busy, I guess. They asked me to do this, and it's a huge honor. Let me tell you about the first time I saw the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Now, my friends and I liked drugs a lot growing up. And so when we went out, we had to get to the party really early, because if we didn't go early, we were just gonna spend our money getting high. So we went to this party, we thought we were gonna go see Grandmaster Flash in the Village. And we went to see Flash and we got there at 8 o'clock and we're like, okay, this is cool, we didn't spend our money getting high, we're gonna see Flash. But we fucked up and Flash was down the block and we went to this other spot and we went to see the Chili Peppers. And we didn't know we were there to see the Chili Peppers until later in the evening we started seeing all these white people. And we're like, what the fuck is this shit? There's a lot of white people coming to see Flash. We've never even heard of Chili Peppers. And they came out and they sang some shit. I couldn't understand a fucking word they said. And then they had socks on their dicks. And I'd never been to like a white show before, so I thought all white groups put socks on their dicks. Now it's years later, and they are one of the biggest groups in the world. We're at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now they have black ties on their dicks tonight. Now, tell you about the group. Flea and Anthony met in high school. They met in high school, or as they like to call it, really high school. Hey, there are no monks in this band. There's no monks in this band, okay? And they started creating songs at an early age, man. Lots of songs that never even came out before, like Jerking Off to Farrah Fawcett, you know, stuff like that. But let me tell you about the Chili Peppers, okay? If Brian Wilson and George Clinton had a kid, he'd be as ugly as fuck. But he would sound like the Chili Peppers. He'd be funky. Okay? The Red Hot Chili Peppers are the quintessential California band. Their sound is authentic to California, much like the Mamas and the Papas, Jan and Dean, the Beach Boys. But also, they mix it in with a little iced tea, a little King tea, a little NWA. You hear all of those influences in the Red Hot Chili Peppers, okay? The thing I love about the Peppers is that the music is so happy, but at the same time, it's hardcore. It's hardcore happiness, okay? Because you know, they sing about a happy that you had to be sad to get there, okay? So when Anthony sings about, you know, taking it on the other side, you know that motherfucker was on the other side, okay? When they sing Scar Tissue, you know they got scars, okay? Okay? They got scars. They're like Robert Downey, okay? They did a lot of drugs, but then they did Iron Man, and that shit's over. Nobody gives a fuck about that shit, okay? Okay? Now, I'd like, you know, list some of their accomplishments right now. They have, I don't know, 8 Grammys. They are the baddest live band in the world. They have over 85 million records sold, okay? Sold out stadiums. They have influenced countless bands all over the world. I want you to please welcome one of the best rock groups, one of the best rap groups, one of the best reggae groups, one of the best ska groups, one of the best polka groups. It is my pleasure to introduce, to induct into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Anthony Kiedis, Michael Flea, Chad Smith, Josh Carlin, John Frusciante, Hillel Slovak, Jack Ives, and Cliff Martinez, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
After the break, we'll hear from members of the Red Hot Chili Peppers on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault.
It's been 26 years since I've played with this band, so tonight I'm thrilled and honored to be standing here at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. A band is sometimes an explosive social organism, and this band is probably a little more explosive than some. They've had more than their share of difficult times and obstacles to overcome. There was the great onstage yogurt fight of 1983. They've had to live with the curse of the exploding, mysterious E string year in and year out. And the fact that they have consistently put out their unique and distinctive brand of art that is loved by both old and new generations of fans around the world for nearly 30 years is a testament to their dedication and unstoppable spirit. Thank you guys for letting me join the party and for giving the planet something good to listen to. May you continue to rock out with your sock out for many years to come.
Wow, being a drummer doesn't really prepare you for this. And we don't get the teleprompter. I just want to thank my lovely wife, Danae, for all the years of support. My kids, my folks for letting us all play in our bedroom when we were about 13. And all the great musicians I've had a chance to play with. None more so than these guys for all the years of perseverance, hard work, and great music. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, God, it's dark in here. Oh, these are prescription, so don't worry. I got some notes here. I'm accepting this award on behalf of my brother, Hillel Slovak. He will always be missed. Hillel loved his music, family, friends, and his fans. He was much more than a musician. He was also an innovator, far beyond his years today. We celebrate and honor his legacy and his amazing accomplishments and his life. Thank you very much.
It's been a long night, you guys. Thanks for hanging in there. Long night, but you know, this is it. This is our shot. I have to thank, first of all, I have to thank my mother who's sitting over here. I love you, Mom. Thanks for putting up with all the drums in the basement all those years. My father as well, who's not with us anymore, he got me these Lincoln Log drumsticks and ice cream tubs out of the back of a Baskin Robbins, and that was my first drum set. And my father was loved music, and you know, I wouldn't be out here without him. And I love him very much, and we all miss him. So, my brother, my sister, my son Cole's here. He's 7 years old, just turned seven. I started playing the drums when I was seven, and I found my passion at an early age, and I can't think of a greater thing to do with your life than what you love and be able to travel and make music with your brothers who you love. You know, I'm just really blessed and grateful for that. We have to say thanks to Lindy Getz, who was our first manager. He couldn't make it, but Lindy was instrumental with helping the band out. And also at the same time, around 1991, we went to Warner Brothers Records, and Mo Austin, who is a class gentleman, couldn't make it either, an icon in this industry, and also Rick Rubin at the same time. We started working with Rick, still to this day. I love you. You know, of course, all the former members that are here tonight, but as well that aren't here, guys like Jack Sherman, guys like Dave Navarro, guys like Arik Marshall, H.R. Poligro. All these guys are all part of our journey, and it's really important that they be recognized. And you know, as you can see, it's like Spinal Tap in this band, you know, except with guitar players. And of course, Q Prime is our management. We've been with for, I don't know how long now, 12 years now they're here. Thank you guys. Our career kind of went off to another level with you guys. We really appreciate all your help and all your love and support. You know, and God, just to our fans, you know, our fans. They've been with us from the beginning to the middle to the where we are now, and it's odd because we're looking back at our career tonight, but we're just getting started, you know? We're just getting started, you know? So, thanks again. This is such an honor. I'm truly humbled and honored. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I would like to congratulate the other inductees this evening. The Beastie Boys, we came up at the same time, and it warms my heart to see them inducted. I love them so much. And Guns N' Roses, I used to play football in the street with Steven Adler when we were 13 years old. I grew up two blocks from Slash. We knew each other when we were kids. And it's really beautiful to see them inducted tonight, and congratulations to them, as well as the other inductees. I see George Clinton there, and I just want to say, George, I love you, man. Dr. Funkenstein, you've given me reason to live so many times when life has been so hard. I love you, man. People often ask me, how has our band stayed together so long? We've been around about 30 years. And, there's a zillion reasons. I can't say, ego and money aren't part of it, but much more than that, I love music so much. And all the great rockers that have come before us, it means everything in the world to me to honor that tradition. And every single day, every night before we go on stage, I get on my fucking knees and I pray to God and I pray to uplift the people that have come to see us play and to love them and to give the best that I can to them. That's my life's mission. But mostly, more than anything, the burning, intense desire that is inside of me to play music that has not diminished in the slightest, that has only deepened as time has gone on, is when we're hitting it, when we are really inside the groove, when we're on, I'm lost, man. And in that moment, in any musician, any artist, I guess anyone, when they're doing what they love, but I'm speaking to musicians tonight, you know what I'm talking about. When you're on the one and you're lost, when I'm lost like that, I am truly free of everything, and I am truly one with everything. And that is the most free thing, and in that yearning for freedom is my life's mission. I want to say, Mom, I love you, Mom. Thank you for coming. Yeah. And I just want to take a minute for Hillel Slovak, who was our dear, dear friend, who I never would have started playing bass unless he asked me to. I love you, Hillel. Jamie, thank you for coming. And, he told me to start playing bass, jamming with him, taught me how to play music. Before that, I wanted to be Dizzy Gillespie when I was a kid. I played trumpet. I actually played for Steven Adler's grandmother when I was 13. But I love you, Hillel. You're always my brother. Thank you. I just want to take a minute to honor the great musician, John Frusciante, who was a huge part of our band. He wrote so much great shit for us. He left us with so many amazing gifts, and the connection and the depth of our bond musically changed my life forever. Chad and Anthony, man. I love you guys, man. Every day I'm so lucky to get to play with these guys, and Josh, the journey continues. You're a fucking amazing artist. Thank you for being with us. Just real quick, I want to thank Rick Rubin. Rick, you changed my life for the better so much. I love you. Thank you for, helping us get our shit together so many times. We would never in a million years be standing here without you, and thank you. I'd like to thank Q Prime, Peter and Cliff. I love you guys. Thank you for taking care of us. I trust you to the end of days. You've been so good to us, and thank you. Thank you, Gail. Thank you, Eric Greenspan. You worked for us for free in the beginning. That's our lawyer, Eric. He worked for us for free because he believed in us. And I know him well. He's my dear friend, and I love him. I'd like to thank my stepfather, Walter Urban, who turned me on to music. I don't know. I'm forgetting a lot of shit, but it's funny to do this because I feel like we're just newborn. We're just starting to figure out and trying to get better, and our best days are ahead of us. I love music. I love to play. It's given me everything. It's given me a reason. It's saved me a million times. Thank you so much, humbly, for honoring us this evening. Thank you.
Lee is an all-time rocker. I just want you to know.
I would also like to echo the sentiments of congratulating all of the fellow inductees tonight. They were amazing, and music certainly makes this world go round. It's an honor to be on the same stage with all of them tonight. Wow, have you heard some speeches yet? I'm just gonna tell a couple of small little tales, little stories of growing up in the Red Hot Chili Peppers, just little ones, little tiny ones. And thank goodness that rock and roll is open to interpretation. My God. I met Flea when I was 15 years old, and I thought I knew something, but I didn't know that much. And they talk about being in the right place and the right time. Well, I was in the right place and the right time when I met Flea. He would change my life forever and for the better, and we're still together. That was 35 years ago. Fairfax High School, Los Angeles, California. The next guy I met that would change my life was Hillel Slovak when I was 16. And these guys knew about music. They practiced hard. Jack and Hillel went to music school on the same day for the first time. And I didn't know anything about practicing music or playing, but I loved these guys, and they invited me into their musical circle. And by the time we were 20, a chap by the name of Gary Allen suggested, you know, why don't you give that guy Anthony a crack on the mic? And they're like, what? Anthony? Mike? That makes no sense. And Gary's like, just give him a shot. And we wrote a song, and we performed that song, and for the first time in my life, I knew what my purpose was going to be. So Jack and Flea, I have to thank you for giving me purpose to my life. We had some great highs and some great lows, and I think we still will. But early on in the history of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, I was struggling with some demons and some drug addiction, and my band were being very compassionate and patient with my issues. And one day I stayed up a little too late, and I was hungover and passed out, and I think Flea had kind of come to the end of his rope. And he came and he found me in my little one-room apartment above a pizza parlor. And he said, Anthony, man, you're fucked up. I don't know that I can do this anymore. And I came out of my stupor, and I kind of cleared my eyes, and I said, but Flea, I was going to be the James Brown of the 80s. And the look on his face was like, shit, you were, weren't you? Okay, let's keep going. And he forgave me. It's like, one more time, you know, my friends had love and forgiveness, and that was just the, you know, the beginning of many times that I would require a little love and forgiveness from the guys that would end up becoming my family. You know, and nothing could ever compare to the low of losing Hillel Slovak in his prime. You know, we were young men, and we were living hard and very unschooled in the ways of life, and we lost, you know, the heart and soul and the architect of the Red Hot Chili Peppers at a very young point in time when he was just getting ready to, you know, keep changing the world with his music. And Hillel Slovak was a funny, beautiful, stylish wizard of a friend and guitar player. And he left us with something which was a band and a love and a desire to carry on in everything we do. He will always be with us forever. He's with us right now. And like so many things, when disasters happen, beautiful things are born from them. And the next thing that was born was the entrance of John Frusciante, who was a mind-blowing young man, very much a student of the school of Hillel Slovak, among many other art forms and musicians, and his creative spirit drove us to new heights. He was on fire, and he's just one of, you know, the most amazing artists on earth, and we were lucky to have him in this band twice and write music with him. We're forever grateful to you, John Frusciante. Now, we are with Josh Klinghoffer, who is going to give his acceptance speech by way of guitar playing later in the evening. He is a beautiful and lovely man, and I could not be any happier to be in a band with him. He is the greatest. In fact, Chad, Josh, and Flea are my favorite musicians on earth. I had a very wild father and a very mild mother, and they both made me who I am. And I want to thank my father for introducing me to the arts, for inspiring me to be a free thinker and go out and find out for myself. He's a big part of who I am today, and although my mother was much more sort of mild and laid back about the whole thing, I realized years later that I watched her suit up and show up for about 40 years going to work, and she taught me the lesson of what it is to suit up and show up and put your pants on and go to work every day, and the gratification that comes from doing that. So thank you, Mom and Dad. I love you both. We've been luckier than most. We've been able to work with some of the coolest, most amazing minds in music, including the man I'm looking at right now, Rick Rubin. I love you, Rick. Sitting right next to George Clinton, who I love so much. Both guys are a dream come true for us. We were kids, and they said, if you could have anybody in the world produce you, who would it be? We said, George Clinton. They said, done. We're like, what? The next thing you know, we're in Detroit, Michigan, tracking with George. And that's how we got started. Thank you, George. You are the man forever. And yeah, now it's time to play some music, so thanks for hanging in. Hello, Julie. Hello, Jenny. Thanks for your patience. Lots of love, everybody.
Thanks for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. For more on your favorite inductees, to shop inductee merch, or to plan your trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, visit rockhall.com. Plus, view the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Special on demand on HBO Max. Our executive producers are Noel Brown, Shelby Morrison, and Risa Gerke. Supervising producer is Taylor Shacoin. Research and archival assistance from Isabel Kiefer and Shannon Erb. Thanks again for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. Induction Vault is a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.